All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get to our cat talk here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
Ooh, that was a good one.
That was a good one. And then it's ruined.
I got mine in the refrigerator.
There you go. You didn't have to share that, though. I mean, like, I would assume if you don't have it with you, that's where it would be.
You know how long it took me to get an appointment for my finger?
No.
Oh, the trigger finger still hasn't untriggered, I guess?
No.
Yeah, man, the Vegas.
You think it was like a golf injury?
No.
All right.
I don't know. I just know what it was. I know what to do about it, but I still got to get it checked.
Well, tonight, Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final. Cats lost Game 6 on Friday. Series now even at 3 apiece. Puck drop 8 o'clock tonight from Amerant Bank Arena.
And some change.
You can hear that game, of course, right here, 560 WQAM. Panthers preview gets going at 7 o'clock. Let's hear from the Panthers head coach. His name is Paul Maurice. He, of course, been a hockey lifer. He's up in all the wins and losses category. This is the last thing that he's got. Game 7, asked if this is a legacy-defining game for him and the Cats. Here's what Paul had to say.
Paul, I understand you may not, you're looking at one game, you're not looking at the big picture, but at the same time, the big picture is all that matters in Game 7.
The same guy asking the same question to everybody.
Well, I mean, winning is the big picture.
I think you were right when you started.
Okay, fine. But
you just ran right off the rails.
But I gotta ask, though, is this a, not just for you, but for everybody, career-defining, legacy-defining moment?
I will let you know at the end of it. I don't think you're allowed to use that word in the playoffs. I think a coach got in trouble for that. No one else?
Okay.
Too obscure?
I
understand it's different use of the same word, but that was kind of the idea. Last guy who said that got in trouble.
Different.
Every once in a while.
That was against the Panthers, too. Who said that Skirt's comment? I forget who it was. I want to say it was the Blue Jackets coach this year. Something like that. No, you know what? I think it was the Lightning coach? Might have been the Lightning coach.
Lightning's John Cooper apologized for Skirt's mark.
Remember that. Because he said Bob was a flopper.
The league should put Skirt's on goaltenders if certain goaltender interference rulings
are sore losers, what he was.
Big old baby.
Hey, you find it.
That's what he was. He was a sore loser.
You do realize you sound like the other guy, right?
Wasn't that the same game as the Bobbery? I think it might have been. Guys sitting here talking, ooh, Bob is flopping. Shut up. Anyway, here's more of Paul Maurice. He was asked about Sergei Bobrovsky, who did not practice yesterday. They gave Bob a day off. Here was Paul Maurice.
All that rotation in all of the playoffs, the difference for us is the two-game blocks. So he almost never skates the day before a game. It would always go morning.
But he has been in the series.
Correct. But not on the off day in between single days. For the start, the off days, the single days didn't skate, would skate in the morning. So in the first four games, there was one day in between he didn't skate on those days. So we, as we've gotten to the further, wanted to get him back into the routine of not the day before. So it's actually to get back to an actual repeatable pattern, even though the days aren't lined up the same.
Got it. Okay.
Makes sense?
Yep.
Wow.
Is he cutting him off?
I'd say this guy's a busybody. What do you want, the Panthers itinerary?
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But not now.
I just think a lot of times we read into things where there's nothing there, right? Like, well, Bob didn't practice today. What does that mean? And then you got to explain the whole routine.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's been a bit of a, I'm sure it's been a bit of a weird series back and forth on the trips because of the days off. But not only just the days off, the travel has been so long, too.
Will this be the longest series as far as days that the NHL's ever had because of the 2 days in between each travel day.
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like in a lot of cases, one
classic
day.
Leroy, hockey question.
I'm just curious, dude. Nobody else curious? That
nah.
Wow, it's been going on for the finals, going 7 games, going back and forth to Edmonton. It's lasted a really long time.
Longer than I've wanted it to, for sure. Paul Maurice says
that makes two of us.
Paul Maurice says that Game 7 is a clean slate.
Yeah, I think the puck drops and the momentum will change and over the course of the game, but more so even true in Game 7s, the finality of it. Nobody's practicing tomorrow. Right? There's no video tomorrow. So there's this kind of clean slate because both teams have fought real hard to get to the very end.
Crazy. I can't believe we got on this. What a year it's been, man. I just can't believe I can't have this. Look, everybody out there is rooting for this damn Connor McDavid to become this historic, iconic piece. But the Panthers have gone through the damn lightning. All right. This thing started off with toppling those rat bastards from Tampa.
Yep.
Okay. Boston thought they were going to get their comeuppance. The Panthers whooped their ass, not only in play, but in fights. All right. They were whining and crying the entire time. Then we had to hear about this Igor Shesterkin nonstop. Panthers beat him. We get out here. Leroy, they already wanted to do the coronation for McDavid when we started this series. The Panthers go 3-0. It can't end like this, baby. The Panthers got to finish this. This has been too much of a journey.
All right.
Thanks, man. Really way to back up the moment there. I appreciate you. You really rose to the occasion there. Do you need a Celsius? Are you right, dude?
No, I'm just saying, like, right. Why do you think sports owes you?
Wow. Okay.
I'm just saying, like,
are you dead inside?
No, I'm not games at all.
Why do you think sports owes you, though? I guess, listen, if I was part of the situation,
you're quite alive, and I'm gonna use the information I have to determine or to think what I think is going to happen and not.
What do you think is going to happen?
I think the Panthers are going to win because I think that they have been through this.
Not because sports owes them?
No, sports don't owe you nothing.
They owe me. Sports does owe me.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Sports owes me some back taxes.
For sure.
Really?
But Dame Lillard? Someone's got to pay for that.
Yep.
I would just say, get me through the first 10 minutes of the game.
Hmm.
That's it. Because that has been an indication of what has transpired throughout all these playoffs. In games where the Panthers have either had the lead or there's been no scoring within the first 10 minutes of the game, the Panthers have fared well. In games when the other team has jumped out on them, it takes them 2 or 3 periods to get going. I don't know why, but that's just the reality of what they have done in these Stanley Cup playoffs.
Let's get to the rest of our headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We note trucks.
J.J. Redick will be introduced today later as Lakers head coach.
Great. See that graphic going around of his coaching history? It's like 2022, he coached some fourth graders. Now, Lakers head coach.
I mean, he's getting the job because he's a media guy. Like, that's why. He's LeBron's friend, LeBron's and he's a media friend. Guy. Lakers job, they feel like you got to be able to
hop
out.
You think he's got to know something about basketball, though, right?
But like, there's a lot of guys that know about basketball, right? Like, that's.
I mean, Jason Kidd went right to coaching. So did who
it
else?
Didn't
went,
go well.
Yeah, it didn't go well.
Steve Nash didn't go well. Also, I actually don't know many.
Derek Fisher
didn't go well.
Nope. Chauncey Billups not going great. Not his fault. Not obviously, his fault. His GM is Joe Cronin.
Not going well.
I mean, like.
I don't know if I've ever seen he wasn't a great NBA player, but I feel like Joe Mazzulla is like the only player that I've seen.
But he was an assistant coach first.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. He wasn't like a great NBA player. So it's.
But he was an assistant coach first. We talking about guys that went straight from the booth.
Yeah, wasn't a podcaster.
Yeah. But even from the whether it's podcasting or the league, straight to coaching, like I've never seen any success. I can't think of any success stories. Chris Quinn, though.
Yeah, poor Chris Quinn.
He would have taken them all the way.
By the way, the Cavaliers have hired Kenny Atkinson as their head coach. I mentioned that today. Mm. They have an
Oh, so that was the third on the list.
Yeah.
Thought, what's his name?
Borrego.
Borrego.
Yeah. Borrego. Dade South is Pat Riley. But Pat Riley was also on the staff, Dade South. He was not just straight from broadcasting to coaching. He was the assistant coach first. So boxed in.
Not very long, but.
Doesn't matter. He was.
Point for Jay Finn.
Are you okay today?
Like, no,
have you,
hold on,
like,
hold
have
on.
You come in with like Senor Frogs in your blood today?
It was a simple mix up.
What are you doing?
Simple mix up.
Simple mix
up. Thank you for the point, Marcos. Thank you. Point.
You know, I had to summon Jay Fig. It was after 12.
Take a break. Back after this.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Even though Marcos made you pop in. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello, hello Jennifer.
Hello.
Wow, what's with the disrespect on your subtitle there?
Wow. Yeah, what's
what
up with that, huh?
What does it say?
Who's Marcos?
Who's Marcos?
I
haven't seen him in so long. Dude.
I haven't seen him in such a long time.
Man, saying you can't even take a vacay for the old frogs, frog family, dude, huh?
You go missing for 1 week, they forget about you. It's okay. I'm here to bring the Panthers luck. I am back.
I'll take anything. I'll put you on the Stanley Cup if that's what it does.
Vamos gatos.
On the Stanley Cup?
Yeah.
I will put him. Like, just,
I will put
a frog emoji on the Stanley Cup. I will tell Mike Bolt, whatever the hell his name is.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to engrave a frog emoji on there because we didn't win until Marcos was back in the country.
Yes.
Even though I think you were back in the country for game. Were you back in the country for game six? Can you confirm nor deny?
Game six I was back. Actually, I was flying for the start of the game. Does that count? You know
how
what?
Long is the flight?
Not long at all. About an hour and 15 minutes to Cancun.
Oof.
You go straight across the Gulf.
I feel like it's 2 hours.
Wow, super quick. Baby was good. Slept through the flight the second time, first time. Somehow beat me in Battleship. He's good.
Sneaky. Babies are sneaky.
Sneaky.
You got to watch out for them. What is the worst you felt going into a game, Marcos?
This is not feeling good right now.
No, I'm asking you what the worst you felt is, isn't it? Kind of hard in the NFL. It's not quite the same. You know, because I didn't feel great going into Kansas City.
I was gonna say, Kansas City was bad
because of the frozen, but it wasn't like. But I'd already felt worse about the injuries and the collapse.
Yeah,
not just necessarily. It's kind of easier in a swing of a series. How do you feel?
Losing to Boston always sucks. You know, and you know we knew without Jimmy, our chances were slim this year. So going into that game five wasn't great. Also,
you talking about this year?
Yeah,
really?
I mean, I knew it wasn't because I just hate Boston. And you never want to see Boston succeed.
I think the worst, I remember going into, it was game five, NLCS. My grandfather and I had season tickets to the Marlins that year.
Wow.
And it was really annoying because we were surrounded by Cubs fans.
Oh,
man. A lot of Cubs fans for that series.
Yep.
And they're just annoyingly nice. Like, I just hate them. You know?
Oh, really?
I don't like that energy.
You're nice and you hate them.
I don't like
nice?
That. Yeah, just there were too many of them, dude. It was legitimately
polite people.
It was like it was legitimately 50% Cubs fans there for that series.
Gross.
So you're basically saying you're a New York fan.
Hmm.
Why?
You're. I'm not saying you're a fan of New York.
Minus one. Just minus one. Bad like analogy. Minus wow. one. Just minus one.
Minus
worst one you've had since the Carroll Brady.
You don't like nice.
Minus
you
one.
Like people.
Minus yeah. one.
I think I was probably more annoyed that the Marlins were going down 3-1 in the NLCS.
That didn't feel good.
But they didn't help. They didn't help. But
didn't
anyway.
They win yesterday?
Who?
The Marlins.
They did, yes.
Let's go!
But that series, game five,
yeah.
down 3-1, Josh Beckett had his first complete game ever.
Whoa.
And I remember leaving that place and all those annoyingly nice Cubs fans, they weren't sad. Because remember, this is before the Cubs won the World Series. All right, 2003, oh, they're the lovable losers, one of the biggest stories in sports. Everybody's rooting for them to win the World Series.
Yep.
And they all thought, we're going to the World Series. And I remember leaving Pro Player that night with my grandfather, and they're all like, oh, hey, listen, because, you know, grandson and his grandfather, what a sweet thing in baseball, right?
Yep.
And this is the first thing passed down to me. I'm leaving there. They all think, oh, so good for you. You know, you got to win.
Yeah.
We're going back to Wrigley. We got two cracks to go to the World Series. Didn't even comprehend in their mind that they were going to lose. And I didn't feel good either. You know, the way that that was going, everything that you needed to break in Game 6, I was scared about Game 6. You know, you had to, I mean, that duo of Wood and Pryor that you had to go through to get there.
Yeah.
But, man, when it did go through, whoo, what a series. But I was nervous. Nervous as all hell going into that because of how that had gone, going back to Wrigley. I was like, all right, Josh Beckett pulled one out of his you-know-what, but... You know, do they have a couple more in them? Big ass down 3-1 in the series.
That's fair. A lot of times I've been nervous. It hasn't gone well. So I can understand Baltimore, our experience in the playoffs against Baltimore. I'm like, oh, that's not going to go well for us. And it didn't. So every time the Hurricanes have gone to Tallahassee as of recent, man, so that's not going to go well.
Dennis says, I hate the oil spills more than the Bruins now. They're everyone's darlings.
I don't know if I hate them more than the Bruins, though. I mean,
it's tough to hate anybody more than the Bruins.
Yeah.
It is tough to hate anybody more than the Bruins. But it is annoying. Like, nobody. It is legitimately not just the country, but the world feels like they're against us. I don't feel like America's rooting for us. I don't feel like America's rooting for us.
I don't understand why. What do we do? What do we do?
I mean, you know, just beat all of their legacy teams. That's all.
I mean, okay. But,
all their legacy teams.
Shouldn't we be the darlings?
But doesn't it make it that much more enjoyable
it's gonna make it
when
sweet.
You win?
Oh, you betcha.
Who cares? Like, why do you care if people root for you?
Well, Leroy, because I have a pulse. You always ask these questions.
That means you're a true fan.
You asked him if he was dead on the inside.
You're not falling for the phoniness of, you know...
Let me just say, you know, they get on us for booing during the Canadian national anthem. I don't mean to cause an international controversy here.
But buckle up.
What am I to say to them when they get to chant Sergey during our anthem? Mm. You don't see anybody up in arms about that.
Mm.
Very disrespectful. Mostly to Sergey Bobrovsky.
Very true. Distracting him when he needs to be focused.
He didn't distract him.
It's impossible to distract him.
One person who's distracted is Carter Verhaeghe, and he better get it right.
It's not just him. It's really not just him.
You know who I miss?
Who?
I miss the little kid Bryson being on TV. Like,
what's
where is
with
he?
That?
I don't know. Maybe, I mean, like, those are very expensive.
After they stopped showing him?
Yeah. Maybe.
We've gone downhill.
I mean, maybe the seats got very expensive, JFig. I don't know.
It's fair.
No, they have his comments settled. He comes out randomly, but I need him to be.
Guess how much a ticket was? I checked.
Minimum?
It's like $3,000.
No, the tickets I saw were like 14 grand a piece.
Jeez.
14 grand.
I feel like there's going to be a lot of Oilers fans there tonight, like more so than the other games in the series.
Why? Are you saying that the Canadians that have money in South Florida are going
to
be in attendance?
I think that, you're talking about like they're going to have the opportunity to come down here and buy their tickets from Panthers fans who are like going to put them up. Like, I don't think it's going to be like... You know, it was very noticeable during the Rangers series how many Rangers fans were here. But I think as far as like the most of people being able to like, if you could get that crazy amount for your tickets, and you're gonna be like, yeah, all right, you know what, I'm giving them up.
Season tickets for next year.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah, that's true. I mean, if you sell a pair of tickets right now that let's say are even in the nosebleeds, you're looking at $3,000 of profit. I mean, how can you deny that? I can't blame them. But we need Panthers fans in the building tonight.
I'm going to say this, and I've never been more sure about this. The Panthers fans have showed up all playoffs.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So I'm not even worried about that. Now, I will say this. The last game down here, when the Oilers did something pretty good, there's a lot of Oilers fans in the building.
Yeah, and I feel like there's going to be even more. Like, people are saying they're seeing them all over town, you know. And, I, you know, I'm sure they'll pay a pretty penny to come see their team, you know, win the cup. They have the opportunity because of how the series
is. You know what sucks? 2 days break. If it was a 1 day break, they wouldn't be able to make it.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
True.
Very annoying.
2 days, you got time to get a ticket and get down here.
Well, listen, to rally the troops, we got Saturday Night Live, so that'll be the inspiration we all need.
I mean, better than Jack Nicklaus?
It's hard to be worse.
Well, he's a local, isn't he? So
yes.
Yeah, local. Like, you know,
a cool guy.
Wait, question.
Yes.
We are familiar with his work.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's more known, him or Jack Nicklaus, when going into that stadium?
Jack Nicklaus. Yeah, probably okay. Jack Nicklaus.
Okay.
I mean, he's like...
Okay. I'm just saying, because you're kind of...
You're just trying to prove this point again that you did last week. Jack
Nicklaus.
No, but the problem with Jack Nicklaus was he's too old to bang the drum, which was physically...
Stop, that was adorable.
It was adorable, JFig. You know what? Sometimes, you know what doesn't call for adorable? Before Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final.
Championship hockey.
Yeah, that's not time for adorable. Adorable is like... Afterwards, that's
what. Well, Marcella better bring it. Okay.
Adorable is what they do for the Masters when they let him hit the first tee ball.
Have they announced it yet?
No. This is. I don't even know if I'm supposed to be saying this, but you know, whatever.
Are you wrong?
No, I'm definitely not wrong. I do kind of feel a little bit weird because
I feel like that's going to get ridiculed on Twitter.
Well,
no disrespect to him.
No, I mean it may. It may, to be honest, but we've made some questionable decisions throughout this run. I'm not going to lie to you. We kind of, as far as game ops goes, we burned that Alonzo Mourning one really quickly. But I liked it.
It worked, though.
It was good.
It worked, though.
Yeah. I'm not going to question them now. We were up 3-0 in the Stanley Cup Final. I'm not going to question their drum-banging options. But I tell you what, I can't imagine a lot of people are going to be too happy with Marcelo doing it. I'm sure they would have preferred Dwayne Wade.
I asked on Twitter, but he didn't respond.
Okay. He's gonna know.
Yeah. Okay.
I think I'm blocked now. I think he unfollowed me and blocked me.
Oh, great!
What the hell are you doing, dude? You just mess with everybody.
I'm not messing with him. I just thought I'd ask. You know, it's a big guy. He's got to go across the country. You know, he doesn't live down here anymore. I'd also take Chris Bosh.
Yeah, I think Chris Bosh.
Chris Bosh. I think he lives in Texas.
Oh. What about Ray Allen? Isn't he still live here?
Oh, clutch.
Probably too busy all of a sudden being a Celtics fan again.
Oh, he was up there.
Saw that. All of a sudden, all is forgiven, huh?
Quickly they forget, huh?
Quickly, I didn't see any of those Celtics show up for your Hall of Fame ceremony.
They didn't even like you, Ray!
So true.
But just saying.
Last game, 7-0 points. You're right. I did check the box.
And what's even crazier is they made it sound like Ray left Boston. Boston chose not to pay Ray.
Yep.
That's why he left. So y'all should have been yelling at the Celtics anyway.
Take a break. Back after this. Oh, oh, oh. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 here on the program. Very nervous about tonight. Very excited about tonight. Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final. But also, very excited. Boxing's coming back into town.
Yeah.
ESPN Top Rank has a card coming up. James L. Knight Center. And this man right here, Nico Walsh. He is going to be fighting on this card coming on up to start off the main card. Nico, what's going on, man? How are you today?
I'm doing amazing. How are you guys doing?
You know, we got a little bit of a, you know, shaky feels today, Nico, because it's Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final. You know, we're trying to get our vibes right because the Cats were up 3-0. Now it's now it's to a Game 7. So it all comes on the line for this, man. The emotions are all over the place.
Yeah, that's sports for you. You know, that's the emotions are high, but once the game is over, you're gonna wish you were in the position you're in right now.
What is the most? You remember the most nervous you've ever gotten for a boxing match? Like, does anything come to mind?
My first fight was televised on ESPN, and just everyone was just hyping it up, and everyone was talking about my grandfather, and that was. the most nervous I've ever been. I don't know if I'll ever be more nervous than that, because it was the first time ever that I had experienced anything like that. And yeah, I remember walking to the ring. It felt like I was walking on death row. It was bad.
That's crazy, man. Yeah, your grandfather, for those who don't know, is the great Muhammad Ali, who of course won the championship down here in Miami.
Yeah.
So, like, have you heard those? I'm sure you've heard all the great stories of your grandfather, but like, do you have any Miami centric stories that you remember that have been told? Because it's a big part of his legacy is training down here, Fifth Street Gym. All that. I think you might even have something going on there to the new location that they're at now, but like, that's a big part of his story.
Yeah, no, the only stories that I would really hear from like family is that like he would run to the gym, stuff like that, just like stuff that showed his work ethic and, you know, working at Fifth Street Gym. And yeah, no, Miami's a special place when it comes to the Ali family, for sure.
So this matchup coming up against Sona Akali, you've suffered a loss to him. This is your only loss on your record. So what does it mean to try and get this one back?
Yeah, that first fight, I didn't even think the first fight was a loss. So that excites me even more. It adds more flame to my fire. And this is a special fight. This is going to be a fun one.
Why was it like? Was it important to you, whether you thought you lost the first fight or not? Was it important to you just to avenge it in a clear cut way? Because this judging can be crazy. Like you sit there afterwards, you have no idea what the hell these judges are seeing. So how important was you to go back to the well and get this one done?
Yeah, no, it was very important to me. I'm at the end of the day, I'm a competitive fighter, so I will never just be a slouch and let a bad performance just slide under the rug. I will always want to come back and show the people who I really am.
You guys can see Nico this week if you guys are into this. James L. Knight Center. It's going to be this weekend. ESPN Top Rank putting a card together. Teofimo Lopez on the card as well. Nico, what have you made of this Ryan Garcia Devin Haney controversy that has kind of taken over the sport? Because they announced his punishment last week, with the things in the systems. Like, so as a pro boxer yourself, what have you made of the whole back and forth?
I just as not only as a pro boxer, as a human, as someone who has, you know, morals. Anytime I see someone who's cheating or someone who gets caught for cheating, it's just sad to see, especially in a sport of boxing where people lose their lives every single year. It's way too serious of a sport to just be, you know, taking enhancements. And I agree with the punishment. And, you know, there's a lot of controversy surrounding it, people who want to create conspiracies and stuff, but I don't believe in the conspiracies. I think the New York State Athletic Commission is pretty serious, so, you know, I think they did the right thing.
Yeah, because in today's day and age, it's like, I feel for Devin Haney, because it feels like everybody kind of wants to dance on it with just the losses and the memes and all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
But it is a serious thing. Like, Ryan Garcia went in there, didn't make weight, might have been using something that enhanced things. I couldn't imagine being in his position where, you guys know, like, one loss from bad judging can really swing your career, can swing how people see you. So I guess as a fighter, when you see somebody wrong like that, you have to really feel for somebody like Devin Haney.
Yeah. No, I mean, I was just watching this weekend. There was a fight in the first round. The dude had a seizure. I don't know how it happened. I just saw the clip of that. It was in the first round. So people who don't want to take it serious, you know, people who are trying to meme Devin and do stuff like that. Imagine if, you know, God forbid, if something like that happened to Devin, and then we found out about Ryan taking these drugs. Ryan could be in jail right now. You know, like, it's pretty serious, and, you know, people are taking it lightly. But all those people who are taking it lightly, again, they don't fight in the ring. They don't do what we do.
Do you feel like has there ever been a point in your career where you felt like, this guy is definitely on something?
I had a fight where the dude was on something. I had a fight on the Devin Haney Lomachenko undercard, and the fight ended up being a draw. And I was like, I was confused about it being a draw, number one. But then after the fight, we found out that he had taken whatever it was. I don't know the verbiage, but then he got fined and banned for X amount of time, and then my fight became a no contest, same as Devin. So I've unfortunately experienced the same thing, which is why I understand the anger and the pain of, you know, finding something like that out.
Oh my god! Yeah, I couldn't imagine. Like, what was the level of anger that you had when you found out?
I was pissed because it's, you know, for me, it's the dude's an unknown fighter. I was less than 10 fights at the time, so I'm not going to be fighting Canelos and you know, Terrence Crawfords right now. That's not going to happen. So
everyone matters. Every fight matters.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So the dude was an unknown fighter. Of course, you know, I'm an Ali, so people know me based off of my name. And we believe that he just went into the fight. He knew it was going to be on ESPN in Las Vegas on a big card, and he just juiced up before the fight and wasn't thinking that, you know, the Nevada Athletic Commission is very serious, just as well as New York, and he tested positive.
Nico, how much do you feel that, you know, you talked earlier in the interview about, like, how much pressure you felt like that first ESPN broadcast because of who your grandfather was, but, like, how much do you still feel that, like, knowing, like, hey, I have this incredible legacy that I have to live up to, or have you gotten used to that? Like, how is weighing that on your career now?
Honestly, I only felt the immense pressure the first fight. Whenever I'm going into uncharted territory, I'll feel pressure. Right now, I'm not in uncharted territory anymore. You know, this is, I feel like weathered and grizzled now because this is my second year being pro now. And, I just don't feel that pressure anymore. I'll feel the pressure of being in a fight. You know, everyone should be a little, you know, somewhat nervous or excited or anxious being in a fight, but I don't feel the whole Ali thing, because that's my name. I was born with it. I've always felt that.
Is there a part of you coming into this fight, because you know the opponent, you feel like you beat him last time, but the decision didn't go your way. Do you feel like you got to do something completely different this next time around to show something different, or is it just you doing things better, I guess, in a more effective way to show it off so you don't feel like you get hosed?
That's a good question. Like, I've been telling people, It's not what he did that won him the fight. It's what I didn't do. So that's what made the fight the way it was. You know, if the judges, I gotta respect the judges' decision no matter what. You know, they gave the fight to him even though it was majority decision, whatever. They say he won the fight. So it was what I didn't do that won him the fight. He's not a spectacular fighter, you know. So I just do what I didn't do, and that'll make it easy enough.
So, Nico, it's crazy that, you know, you talk about what you didn't do. I'm always amazed that you go into a fight with a game plan, right? What your corner and your trainers and you put together to think, okay, this is what I need to do to beat this guy. And then you go into that fight. What are the things that get you away from that? Because, like you said, I just need to do what I do better. What happened in the fight that kind of gets you away from that? And when do you realize I'm not doing the stuff we discussed? Is that we talk about in between the rounds and your corner's yelling at you? Hey, yeah, what are you doing?
That's a great question. Yeah, no, you know, Mike Tyson has that famous saying, you know, everyone has a plan until they get punched in the face. And that's honestly what it was. For most people, the minute you get hit or the minute you face adversity or get hurt or, you know. Oh, oh, oh.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 here on the program. Very nervous about tonight. Very excited about tonight. Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final. But also very excited. Boxing's coming back into town.
Yeah.
ESPN Top Rank has a card coming up. James L. Knight Center. And this man right here, Nico Walsh, he is going to be fighting on this card coming on up to start off the main card. Nico, what's going on, man? How are you today?
I'm doing amazing. How are you guys doing?
You know, we got a little bit of, you know, shaky feels today, Nico, because it's Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final. You know, we're trying to get our vibes right because the Cats were up 3-0. Now it's now it's to a Game 7. So it all comes on the line for this, man. The emotions are all over the place.
Yeah, that's sports for you. You know, that's the emotions are high, but once the game is over, you're going to wish you were in the position you're in right now.
What is the most, you remember the most nervous you've ever gotten for a boxing match? Like, does anything come to mind?
My first fight was televised on ESPN, and just everyone was just hyping it up, and everyone was talking about my grandfather, and that was the most nervous I've ever been. I don't know if I'll ever be more nervous than that, because it was the first time ever that I had experienced anything like that. And I remember walking to the ring, it felt like I was walking on death row. It was bad.
That's crazy, man. Yeah, your grandfather, for those who don't know, is the great Muhammad Ali, who of course won the championship down here in Miami.
Yeah.
So like have you heard those? I'm sure you've heard all the great stories of your grandfather, but like, do you have any Miami centric stories that you remember that have been told? Because it's a big part of his legacy is training down here, Fifth Street Gym. All that. I think you might even have something going on there to the new location that they're at now. But like, that's a big part of his story.
Yeah. No, the only stories that I would really hear from like family is that like he would run to the gym, stuff like that. Just like stuff that showed his work ethic and, you know, working at Fifth Street Gym. And yeah, no, Miami's a special place when it comes to the Ali family for sure.
So this matchup coming up against Sona Akali, you've suffered a loss to him. This is your only loss on your record. So what does it mean to try and get this one back?
Yeah, that first fight, I didn't even think the first fight was a loss. So this that excites me even more. It adds more flame to my fire. And this is a special fight. This is going to be a fun one.
Why was it like? Was it important to you, whether you thought you lost the first fight or not? Was it important to you just to avenge it in a clear cut way? Because this judging can be crazy. Like you sit there afterwards, you have no idea what the hell these judges are seeing. So how important was you to go back to the well and get this one done?
Yeah, no, it was very important to me. I'm at the end of the day, I'm a competitive fighter, so I will never just be a slouch and let, you know, a bad performance just slide under the rug. I will always want to come back and show the people who I really am.
You guys can see Nico this week if you guys are into this. James L. Knight Center. It's going to be this weekend. ESPN Top Rank putting a card together. Teofimo Lopez on the card as well. Nico, what have you made of this Ryan Garcia-Devin Haney controversy that has kind of taken over the sport? Because they announced his punishment last week, you know, with the things in his systems. Like, so as a pro boxer yourself, what have you made of the whole back and forth?
I just as not only as a pro boxer, as a human, as someone who has, you know, morals, anytime I see someone who's cheating or someone who gets caught for cheating, it's just sad to see, especially in a sport of boxing where people lose their lives every single year. It's way too serious of a sport to just be, you know, taking enhancements. And I agree with the punishment. And, you know, there's a lot of controversy surrounding it, people who want to create conspiracies and stuff. But I don't believe in the conspiracies. I think the New York State Athletic Commission is pretty serious. So, you know, I think they did the right thing.
Yeah, because in today's day and age, it's like, I feel for Devin Haney because it feels like everybody kind of wants to dance on it with just the losses and the memes and all that type of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is a serious thing. Like, Ryan Garcia went in there, didn't make weight, might have been using something that enhanced things. I couldn't imagine being in his position where, you guys know, like, one loss from bad judging can really swing your career, can swing how people see you. So I guess as a fighter, when you see somebody wrong like that, you have to really feel for somebody like Devin Haney.
Yeah. No, I mean, I was just watching this weekend. There was a fight in the first round. The dude had a seizure. I don't know how it happened. I just saw the clip of that. It was in the first round. So people who don't want to take it serious, you know, people who are trying to meme Devin and do stuff like that. Imagine if, you know, God forbid, if something like that happened to Devin. And then we found out about Ryan taking these drugs. Ryan could be in jail right now. You know, like it's pretty serious, and you know people are taking it lightly. But all those people who are taking it lightly, again, they don't fight in the ring. They don't do what we do.
Do you feel like has there ever been a point in your career where you felt like this guy is definitely on something?
I had a fight where the dude was on something. I had a fight on the Devin Haney Lomachenko undercard, and the fight ended up being a draw, and I was confused about it being a draw, number one. But then after the fight, we found out that he had taken whatever it was. I don't know the verbiage, but then he got fined and banned for X amount of time, and then my fight became a no contest, same as Devin. So I've unfortunately experienced the same thing, which is why I understand the anger and the pain of, you know, finding something like that out.
Oh my God. Yeah, I couldn't even imagine. Like, what was the level of anger that you had when you found out?
I was pissed because it's, you know, for me, it's the dude's an unknown fighter. I was less than 10 fights at the time, so I'm not going to be fighting Canelos and you know, Terrence Crawfords right now. That's not going to happen. So
everyone,
dude,
everyone matters. Every fight,
yeah,
matters.
Yeah, right. So the dude was an unknown fighter. Of course, you know, I'm an Ali, so people know me based off of my name, and so. We believe that he just went into the fight. He knew it was going to be on ESPN in Las Vegas on a big card, and he just juiced up before the fight and wasn't thinking that, you know, the Nevada Athletic Commission is very serious, just as well as New York, and he tested positive.
Nico, how much do you feel that, you know, you talked earlier in the interview about, like, how much pressure you felt like that first ESPN broadcast because of who your grandfather was, but, like, how much do you still feel that, like, knowing, like, hey, I have this incredible legacy that I have to live up to, or have you gotten used to that? Like, how is weighing that on your career now?
Honestly, I only felt the immense pressure the first fight. Whenever I'm going into uncharted territory, I'll feel pressure. Right now, I'm not in uncharted territory anymore. You know, this is, I feel like weathered and grizzled now because this is my second year being pro now. And, I just don't feel that pressure anymore. I'll feel the pressure of being in a fight. You know, everyone should be a little, you know, somewhat nervous or excited or anxious being in a fight, but I don't feel the whole Ali thing because that's my name. I was born with it. I've always felt that.
Is there a part of you coming into this fight because you know the opponent, you feel like you beat him last time, but the decision didn't go your way? Do you feel like you got to do something completely different this next time around to show something different, or is it just you doing things better? I guess in a more effective way to show it off so you don't feel like, yeah, you get hosed.
That's a good question. Like I've been telling people. It's not what he did that won him the fight. It's what I didn't do. So that's what made the fight the way it was. You know, if the judges, I gotta respect the judges' decision no matter what. You know, they gave the fight to him even though it was majority decision. Whatever, they say he won the fight. So it was what I didn't do that won him the fight. It wasn't. He's not a spectacular fighter. You know, so I just do what I didn't do, and that'll make it easy enough.
So, Nico, it's crazy that, you know, you talk about what you didn't do with this. I'm always amazed that you go into a fight with a game plan, right? What your corner and your trainers and you put together to think, okay, this is what I need to do to beat this guy. And then you go into that fight. What are the things that get you away from that? Because, like you said, I just need to do what I do better. what happened in the fight that kind of gets you away from that? And when do you realize I'm not doing the stuff we discussed? Is that we talk about in between the rounds and your corner's yelling at you? Hey, yeah. What are you doing?
That's a great question. Yeah, no, you know, Mike Tyson has that famous saying, you know, everyone has a plan until they get punched in the face. And that's honestly what it was. For most people, the minute you get hit or the minute you face adversity or get hurt or, you know, anything like that, anytime the pressure's up, you forget. You just lose consciousness. Right. But that's not the way it was. That's not the way it is for me. You know, every time I get, you know, in a situation where it's fight or flight, my response always fight. And I actually like those situations more than, you know, just being super calm. And I don't like being comfortable in situations like that. So, you know, you got to stick towards the plan. That comes with experience. I feel like I have that experience now. And for the first fight, there was no plan. There was like that fight. I just wasn't myself that fight. There was no real plan going into the fight. It was that fight was just a mess. You know, it went the way it should have.
Negar Ali Walsh is going to be fighting coming up this Saturday, James L. Knight Center. Get your tickets now or check it out on ESPN. It'll be this Saturday. We appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
There you go. Appreciate Nico stopping by. And
I always wonder that about boxers, right? Because that corner, you train for what, 3 months for this specific fight? And you go into the ring and get hit in the head one time and you forget all that training and the corner's yelling at you, what are you doing? What are you doing? And it just like, what? And, you know, he said sometimes you get hit.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, no.
Sounds like something that Paul Maurice has to tell Carter Verhaeghe tonight.
Oh, okay. So,
what?
Poor Carter, dude. He is
good. I'm rooting for Carter Verhaeghe.
Are you?
I just want to be clear tonight. Nothing would make me happier than a Carter Verhaeghe game winner, other than a Carter Verhaeghe hat trick. But no. Nothing would make me happier, all right? I wish Carter Verhaeghe all this. This is not like Mike White of the Miami Dolphins. Like, I wish him no success.
Oh, now you wish success.
I wish all the success to Carter Verhaeghe. Of course. Mm. Of course.
Well, you know, after the first hour and 30-plus minutes, or 2 hours and 30-plus minutes, I have questions.
You have questions.
Yeah, no, like,
you have questions about how much I root for Carter Verhaeghe. Nobody roots for Carter Verhaeghe more than I do. Not even Mrs. Verhaeghe.
Like in the first 2 hours, you were rooting for Carter Verhaeghe.
I love Carter Verhaeghe. I just don't know what the hell's going on with him.
I don't think you do.
I have questions.
Please,
you have not shown very much support.
Nobody
the first 2.5 hours.
Listen, nobody has turned their swag on more for Swaggy than me. All right, I love Carter Verhaeghe, which is why I'm very confused.
It didn't sound. But can I just say this? The Tobin I'm hearing right now is not the Tobin I heard in the first 5 minutes of the show.
You got to have your bottled up emotions on a Monday show where we have to recap what happened. And encapsulated, I wanted Carter Yes, Brendan Tobin wanted Carter Verhaeghe sent to Phoenix. Yes, I did. I wanted him to walk home from Alberta, Canada. But just so we're clear, I love Carter Verhaeghe, and I wish that he scores the game winner tonight. Now, if he doesn't, I will then send him back to Phoenix to an abandoned Phoenix Coyotes facility should he embarrass me tonight. But
are you ride or die?
Of course. Of course.
Why doesn't it sound like it?
Because if you're not going to ride along with me,
He's
I don't have time
ride.
For you on the ride.
You just ride.
You just ride. Don't be just a ride fan.
No.
Be a ride or die fan.
I am a ride or die fan.
No, you just
you're not
like
because you said if he's not. You just said that you would send him back to Arizona to an abandoned facility.
I will. If he poops the bed. Well, there's no
so
more
you're not ride or die.
Well,
you're
here's the thing.
Dying.
Here's the thing. You guys say that. The season's over. It's dead. So there is nothing to die with anymore. It's over.
No.
Ergo, he gets sent. By the way, JFig, I'm not going to hear from you. You were rats off a ship on Gabe Vincent as soon as he put on purple and gold. I'm not going to hear anything from you.
Wow.
Rats off a ship.
I didn't send him over there, did I?
Wow. I believe you called him Greedy Pig Gabe Vincent for taking that 3-year deal. I believe you said that.
I remember that.
You remember that?
I think I remember that. Yeah.
By the way, speaking of.
When have I ever called him a greedy pig?
You remember.
I don't need to bring up the group chat, okay? I don't need to bring up the group chat.
Okay, bring it up. Bring it up.
All right. If you want me to. If you want me to. I don't want to. I'll do it. I can't get that right now. I mean, I'm doing a radio show, but I will get that evidence. Yeah, yeah. I will get that evidence.
You have a week.
Easily. Oh, I was just waiting for like a day. Perfect.
What am I going to do with the rest of my time?
Speaking of handsome, by the way, have you seen this Jaime Jaquez Jr.?
Oh.
This guy makes love to a camera. I mean, it's incredible what he's able to.
Easy for you to fall into.
Okay, hold on.
Look at this guy.
Didn't he shave that recently?
Well, it's back now.
Already?
It's back now.
Wow.
It's back now. I think he just grows it back with handsome. Mm. And Josh Richardson has taken exception to this because he has said on Instagram, Jaime, you got to chill, bro. My future girlfriend is on this app somewhere. He's too handsome. He's making love to that camera. Look at him.
Pretty good.
This guy, like, he not only, if I told you that guy's first team all rookie or he sells cologne, what would you say?
Definitely cologne.
Cologne.
And he's in Greece right now. I'm not sure if that's the actual case, but I feel like this is a good setup. I'm not sure what he's selling here, but I'm buying
it. If he were to give Tobin this look, Tobin would just melt.
I already am.
Well, it would take him 17 years to get that look because he wouldn't be able to grow a mustache.
Oh, I could have that look if I wanted to, dude. Like, if I wanted to look like Jaime Jaquez.
No, I'm saying if Jaime were to look at Tobin that way.
Oh, my goodness. Tobin would melt. He'd just melt.
I remember when he scored the first 15 points against the Charlotte Hornets this year on D-Wade night. He kind of looked like that to me.
Mm. Remember when he won you a bunch of money?
So is that why Carter Verhaeghe looks like an outcast?
Carter Verhaeghe could use a little bit of Jaime's swagger right now. You know, he could just be like, oh, yeah, there's something about that.
I'm going to be honest with you.
How's Jaime not banging the drum?
Hold on.
That's true.
Can I be honest with you? I don't want Carter Verhaeghe looking to Jaime for swag.
Why?
They're playing in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals. It should be the other way.
Jaime's got to take lessons from Carter.
Right. They're in game seven. They're in game seven. So regardless of what you think or what you say about Carter Verhaeghe, they're still in game seven of the Stanley Cup final, and Jaime is in Milano taking pictures.
Man, look at those pictures.
Not 1-2-3 Cancun, 1-2-3 Greece.
I don't know where Milano is for real, though.
Is that Italy?
It's Italy.
All right.
Milano?
Yeah. It's a city in Milan.
Do the Italians call it Milano?
That's what it says on the screen.
Hmm. Milano, Milan, Mulan, Munyan. You know, sometimes you just gotta go for it.
Wonder what I could get for Carter Verhaeghe if I bet him for a goal tonight. With a whole lot of money on
that. Don't try to backtrack.
Now you're betting on a goal.
You feel bad what you did.
I don't feel bad. No, let me just say, I don't feel bad.
Oh, no. You call yourself ride or die, then you start thinking about it. You feel bad. You go, if I put a chili pepper on it, would that make us better? Oh, I know your game.
That was a little loophole that he puts later on.
Yeah.
I can only get plus 190 on a Carter Verhaeghe goal. Have they been watching the same series I have?
They know something.
That's it. Maybe Montour. Montour's plus 600. Forget that. Waste of a bet.
Gustav.
Where's he been?
Montour.
Ugh. Gustav and Nico Mika. Hey, does it feel like Nico Mika is like already always on the ice?
Yeah,
enough of him already.
For sure,
he tried to score on Bob. He's back.
Yeah. Every time he's on ice, he's swinging his stick at somebody and in the penalty box.
He does. He's like
Jean. As soon as he gets on the ice, penalty. That guy. Come on.
You would think the guy who's supposed to be there for veteran leadership would stop getting penalized so much.
Mm. Always.
You would think.
We couldn't even score when Connor McDavid. In fact, we gave up a shorty with Connor McDavid in the penalty box.
Rothschild wants to send Tobin to Arizona.
Wow.
Wow.
Hot over there.
That hurts, Rothschild, man. What's up with that, buddy?
How does it hurt? You earned it.
How did I earn it?
Dude, you've been wishy-washy with your fandom.
I haven't been whiffing on pucks.
I said, wait a minute. You started the show wanting to ship Carter Verhaeghe out. Then you said you ride or die.
Mm-hmm.
And then... understand the error of your ways Then you try to put a wager on Carter Verhaeghe to score to show people that you have his support.
I think my
we all know the game you're playing.
I think my I think my support for Sergei Bobrovsky has proven my ride or die status with this Panthers team more so than anybody, because you all wanted Sergei Bobrovsky gone. I'm the only one who stuck by him. So I'm sorry if Carter
that
Verhaeghe.
Was 2 years ago.
No. It's been his entire career. And
I haven't said one bad thing about him in the last 2 years.
Oh, okay, dude.
I haven't.
You're rooting for Alex Lyon, says otherwise, but that's fine.
I haven't.
And I'm not just talking about you. I'm talking about what J-Fig has thought. I'm talking about what Frogboy has thought.
Wait,
I'm talking
on.
About all
what
the other people.
Let
me ask you something.
One bad thing about Bob.
Oh, you don't know how to think.
You guys got a good chuckle out of Dave South's meme, didn't you? You got a good chuckle out of Dave South's meme, didn't you?
That was good.
You thought it was funny?
That was good.
You thought it was funny? Why is it funny?
Because you're holding little baby
Bob. That's not funny.
You're comforting Bob.
He's not a baby. He's going to stand tall today.
Yeah.
He's
going to
stand on his head.
Look at how serious Tobin is.
That hand for me.
I'm the only guy who's had Sergei Bobrovsky's back.
He's looking up at me like, no.
Honestly,
don't touch my Bob.
This picture is
don't touch my Bob.
How you would react to that.
Don't touch my Bob. And why does that look like Solana?
Cool, Bob.
Yeah.
Redheaded.
That's when he's a short-haired Bob, not luxurious lettuce Bob.
Luscious locks Bob.
Hey, I got to tell you, Tobin. You have been...
Some of his finest work today. I don't like it. Minus one to you for lashing out.
Minus one to you. You can't minus one me for being who I am. I am who I am.
No minus one here.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Excuse me, Marco.
They both canceled out. It's a double negative.
It's a ridiculous claim from you. In fact, minus one to you for lashing out.
Well, now he has one.
Now you know what? I'm going to go on NBA Reddit.
Oh!
Shout out you.
Go ahead. The rest of the other NBA fans are, and you want to know something?
I'm going to start one.
You want to know something, J-Fake? I'll tell you exactly what it is to NBA Reddit. You want to know something, you show ponies?
I love it.
Put every comment you want. Because you want to know something? I'm an only child. The only attention that I don't like is no attention. Negative attention, positive attention, whatever attention, I love it. So keep commenting, you charlatan bums.
Wow.
Wow.
Hey, NBA Reddit.
Yeah.
I can do without the attention. Please direct all of your... Don't
to that man right there in that corner.
Don't hit the straight... Don't hit the ball guy with strays.
Dave South says they said he had penguin features on NBA Reddit.
My favorite one was the old
yes, Batman.
Flustered.
What was that?
Old No Neck got flustered.
Yeah.
Third one. There's also another one here, which let me look for it. It's really good.
Wait, it's like, is that like your bedtime reading?
What a comment.
It says, look, are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This guy wishes he was J.J. Redick.
Nobody said that.
Whoa!
You made it up.
Dang,
screenshot
dude.
It.
It's definitely
take a picture with it right now. What's stopping you?
I will.
Do it.
I have to go to break.
No, we don't.
Only I
control
it. Wait, she's only, right. Plus one to J. Fig.
Only I.
Oh,
see, here's the thing, though. I got that button too, J. Fig. Now we're back.
Oh,
you touched the break button. You're fired.
Okay, so now we're... But I didn't...
You all touch right. The break button, you're fired.
No, it's fine.
No, give me the comment. Get it for me. I just took it. Whoop, we're back. See? No difference.
What's that?
We're back.
What's
that? See? I can do this all day, J-Fig.
What are we doing?
You think you could be annoying? I'll do this all day for dates off. Go ahead. Give me the comment. Show it to me.
Leroy left?
Yeah, he left.
Leroy left.
Don't worry. Look, I can take him away too.
Are you going to keep going? I'm going to call Glenn.
Show me the comment.
I'm calling Glenn.
Go ahead. Call him.
Seems like I got a nice tan.
Call him. Call him.
Vamos.
Call him. Call him.
This is 8 seconds before 1 o'clock. Len is going to be very upset with us.
I just took her away. How about that?
I'm back. Now no one gets a show. Yeah. Now there's no show.
I'll start another show on my own StreamYard. Then she'll have no controls.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So
I'm going to ban you from this.
Show me the comment. or admit you lied. Admit it.
Nope.
Admit it.
I wrote it till then. It was me.
Well, then minus one for lashing out.
The comment exists, though. The comment
exists. Yeah, if it exists, it's funny if it's from you.
It's true.
I won.
This has been...